The first poll taken after Senator Lisa Murkowski conceded the race to Joe Miller shows a tight race between Miller and McAdams. Rasmussen Reports surveyed 500 likely voters on the phone just hours after Murkowski conceded the GOP primary to Miller last night. It shows Miller just 6 points ahead of McAdams, 50 to 44. 2% of those surveyed are undecided, and 4% said they had supported a different candidate. KCAW's Ed Ronco spoke to McAdams a few hours before Murkowski's concession about the campaign ahead.
Scott McAdams spent elementary and middle school in Petersburg and Ketchikan, attended high school in California, and then returned to Alaska at age 20. He spent a summer working at a cannery butchering crab, then several years as a deckhand on a commercial fishing vessel. At 27, he decided to return to college and earned a degree in secondary education from Sitka's Sheldon Jackson College in 2000. He served on the school board in Sitka for 3 years and has been mayor of the city and borough of Sitka since 2008.
Sitka is a great little town. It's a great place to live. But, you know, we're 164 small towns in this state, even Anchorage.
And becoming known in those 164 small towns is job number one for a campaign facing Joe Miller, whose unexpected success against Murkowski in the primary, as well as support from the Tea Party Express and from former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin, have earned him national exposure already. McAdams spent the primary season as a weekend candidate, traveling the state during his off hours. He's now taken a 2-month unpaid leave from his job as director of community schools for the Sitka School District.
Well, you know, we have 2 months left to go, and we will raise that kind of money to be able to have a competitive campaign here in the state with a full media buy-in and all of the things that come with a campaign, and we will win in November.
As of August 4th, federal reports showed Miller's campaign with about $283,000 in contributions, with more than two-thirds of that spent. The Tea Party Express also has spent roughly $115,000 supporting Miller separately. McAdams' numbers were last updated at the end of June and show nearly $9,200 in contributions, with about half of that spent. But in the week since the election, the website actblue.com shows more than $45,000 in contributions to McAdams. It remains to be seen whether McAdams will receive support from the Democratic National Committee or the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee. McAdams says it doesn't matter.
The DSCC and the National Democratic Party doesn't even know what my name is. And, you know, that's fine by me. I love the Alaskan Democratic Party. They've been behind me 100%. Senator Mark Begich has been behind me 100%. And that's just fine by me.
But wouldn't the support of those two organizations make a big difference?
Well, I mean, and certainly, you know, I'm not sure exactly what their strategy is going to be. I'm not sure what their plan is. But, you know, this is a small population state. We can raise enough money to win. And, you know, Joe Miller was down. Nobody knew who Joe Miller was on the 31st of May.
McAdams polled 32 points behind Murkowski compared to 8 points behind Miller. That's based on a report from Public Policy Polling, which talked to roughly 1,300 likely voters on August 27th and 28th. McAdams says those numbers give him hope, especially considering Miller's widespread exposure so far.
He's been in front and center in the Alaskan media for the last 5 weeks to the tune of $700,000. We haven't spent any money on media, and the fact that we're only 7 or 8 points down tells me that we're perfectly positioned to peak at the right time and win this election.
Miller and McAdams will appear on the November 2nd ballot for U.S. Senator along with Libertarian Frederick Haas. In Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.
And a quick clarification, Scott McAdams served 3 years as chairman of the Sitka School Board.